WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everybody. It's rainy, it's chilly, it's wet, it's muddy. We got it all here today at Delaware Academy. High school football, as Sydney has traveled over to take on the Delhi Bulldogs, as we are set for a good one here this afternoon under cloudy and rainy skies, again at Delaware Academy on Dave Kelly Field. I welcome in my color commentator today, Rich Turnbull. Rich, how are you? Thanks for making the trip with me.
This is great. I love coming to these type of games. You get to learn some new traditions from some schools. I've never seen a game here, so here we are. Welcome to Delhi.
Of course, want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. Butler features the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. Rich, Delhi, I know there's a lot of talk about turf over here, but for now, still grass, one of the best grass fields in the area. But how much do you think the mud and the conditions are going to play into this today?
Well, you look out there right now, Nate, it is pretty muddy. It's pretty beat up just from warm-ups. So you always wonder as a coach, is this going to help you or hurt you? You know, a lot of the spectators are probably saying, who's the advantage to on this? Is it to the better team? Is it to the lesser team? And a lot of these schools run the ball a lot. They don't throw the ball a lot. So I have no idea. I would say it's probably equal at this point because they both run the ball a lot.
I do wonder if we're going to see a little more ground and pound than we normally would. Delhi, I know, likes to throw it around, and so does Sydney. But when that ball gets so slick and slippery, and then, you know, your gloves, your hands, everything gets wet, it could make for tough sledding as we move on today.
Right, and then the field conditions don't really help your running game either. So you might just see a lot of four-yard carries right up the middle. A lot of fullback keeps and really exciting football, Nate.
Sydney coming in at 0-5 here, looking for their first win of the season. Delhi coming in, their only loss is to powerhouse Tioga. So kind of the tale of two seasons here, as Delhi looking very good in their division. I think what's been tough for Sydney this year is they've moved up into that Class C division, which is so tough. It just changes your whole schedule, and you're playing some of those Binghamton area teams that are just tough year in and year out. Delhi still down in Class D, so you're dealing with your normal local rivals that we cover, and then you have the teams like Tioga and Spencer. But let's take a look at the records.
Whenever you have Waverly, Susquehanna Valley, and, of course, Chenango Forks on your schedule, it's a whole different league.
Whole different league.
I mean, Chenango Forks is a multi-state champion team. Sus Valley, what, 2-3 years ago, won back-to-back state championships. And Waverly's probably the best out of all right now. I believe they're undefeated. They have one non-league loss.
To Tioga.
To Tioga. And the quarterback for Waverly is unbelievable. If anybody has a chance, Tomaso?
Joey Tomaso.
He's unbelievable. If you ever get a chance to watch that young man play football, they're talking maybe low-level Division I type of player. You know, one of those maybe one double A type of kids. I've seen him play twice, I think, in person, and he's tough. I mean, he might be one of the better ones I've seen in a while.
And I think for you Class D fans out there, that shows how strong Tioga is, right? Because Tioga goes toe-to-toe with a team like Waverly, which has state tournament expectations. Of course, Tioga's won, I believe, 31 or 32 in a row right now. But if you're a Class D team like a Delhi or anyone else, our other local teams, shows you the gauntlet that you're going up against with the Tioga Tigers.
Yeah, right. In Section 4 football, you have to kind of bounce around the classification field because they don't have enough teams in each classification to fill it out. So if you're a good Class D school, you're going to play up into the Class Cs on your non-league and vice versa. And, you know, you got powerhouses, traditional powerhouses like Walton in the Class D division. Tioga, I mean, yeah.
Tough.
I mean, just tough. And BG's better. They've been winning some games, so.
All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem here on the Butler Auto pregame show live at Delaware Academy. Sydney football in town to take on the Bulldogs. We'll be back on CDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce, available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Monday through Thursday, 11 till 9, and Friday, Saturday, 11 till 10. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. The Butler Auto pregame show live here at Delaware Academy. Before I forget, I want to say a big thank you to our friends at DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, a longtime sponsor of local sports. Whenever we do games over here at Delhi, they're a big factor in helping us get set up with our tech stuff. So a big thank you to DTC for all they do locally and for local sports. So they just had the coin toss, as we'll get you set here for some high school football, our first Saturday game of the year. Delhi is the home team. They're in the maroon tops with the gray pants, the white trim, the white helmet with the maroon stripe, kind of a Penn State-looking type of helmet there, but the maroon stripe. Sydney is in the gray pants, the white tops, the maroon trim, the gray helmet with the white stripe. And that is our colors for today's contest here at Dave Kelly Field. As, again, they are talking about maybe putting turf in here. I know there's a vote. I think it's still coming up. That would be interesting to see. But they use this field for a lot here, including a lot of soccer this year, because they normally play soccer down at the Legion Fields, which is probably a mile away from the school, down more in town instead of up here on the hill. But they've been playing a lot more soccer. I think it would give them a lot of flexibility. As you know, working at Norwich, turf can go a long way to get those games in on tough days, weather days like this.
Yeah, turf's always the big controversy right now, right, because the NFL is getting rid of all their turf fields because a lot of the players don't want to play on them. You got Messi, the soccer player, doesn't want to play on turf fields, and it's become a kind of a national issue. So you have all the big teams, but a lot of people don't remember, right, they have field crews that have millions of dollars that can take care of and put new turf down, new sod down every time it gets
beat up. Oh, new grass, yeah.
Yeah, so in places like Delhi, turf makes a lot of sense, right, because they don't have that luxury. So I'm a big fan of turf. But.
And with Sports Field Specialties right here in town, I'm sure they would do a fantastic job, the Clark Company, I should say, with that. Delhi with the opening kickoff to Sydney, and the footing was so tough there, Sydney was able to pick it up with Colin Brigham, but he took a heck of a shot right at the 25. He was kind of doing the shuffle to pick that ball up, and then he just took a load on the tackle there. But Sydney will have the ball first here.
You're already seeing field conditions, right? It wasn't the greatest of kicks in the world because probably it's not easy to kick the ball right now. And then, yeah, obviously a little struggle on the recovery there. But we're going to see how this plays out. Looks like it might be a little slippery today.
Sydney going right to left here to start this contest. Again, they're in the white with the gray trim. Delhi is in the maroon with the gray and white trim. And so in the shotgun is Dylan Easton. He's going to try to run right up the middle here and brought down at the 30. And that's a QB keeper for about 2, maybe 3 yards on the play. We've seen Sydney one other time this year against Bainbridge Guilford, and it was a lot of Corbin Cash, the running back, and QB keepers by Dylan Easton. It all starts and ends with number 0, Dylan Easton, here for Sydney.
So I've not seen Sydney play this year, and I've noticed right away they go no huddle. They all have the wristbands, and they're taking the directions from the coaching staff on the sideline, so they play a lot quicker than I'm used to.
Easton got a couple more than expected there. Now he'll hand it off on second down and 6, pulling the pile forward there. Looked like Garrett Oliver, number 33, to the 35, and that's a first down. So Sydney, two runs, and they'll pick up the first, move the chains.
I think you're going to see a lot of that between the tackles today, considering the field conditions, just kind of who's going to be tougher up front and push the line around.
Now, we were watching both teams warm up here in the cold and in the rain. Both teams were throwing it quite a bit in warm-ups, and here's Easton going to throw on first down. Pass is complete, good for about 8 yards out to Deion Taylor on the left side. Quickly tackled at about the 43-yard line by Noah Dungan. But a nice little pickup there. Well-placed ball by Dylan Easton.
I like this. It's fun to watch, right? They all have the wristbands on. They're all going. They're playing really, really quick, and they're just taking the direction from the coaching staff. It's kind of fun to watch. It's kind of like a pro-style set.
Yeah, Coach Matthews, you always know he's going to have his guys prepared. As he hands off to Garrett Oliver on a second and short, rumbling forward out to exactly the 50-yard line and move the sticks again here for Sydney.
Three, four really good plays here for Sydney. They've moved the ball every single time, maybe at least 5 yards on each play.
Well, you have to figure, you give Coach Matthews a week, and he's going to put together, if you get the ball first, that opening drive, a lot of this probably choreographed. They worked on it during the week. So they're at midfield on a first and 10. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. And Dylan Easton in the shotgun, fakes the handoff, runs up the middle, slips, but stays on his feet, cuts it back to the inside, and he gets 9 on first and 10. They're into Delhi territory at the 41, and the good drive continues for Sydney.
Kind of wonder if those field conditions are now in the favor of Sydney. They seem to be, you know, the footing seems to be pretty well. Maybe they put the little extra spikes in. Remember, we used to do that in soccer, Nate.
I know, I do. I don't even know if that stuff's legal anymore.
Maybe they don't do that. We used to put the longer spikes in days like today.
I'm trying to think for soccer now. As here's a flag on second down and short here for Sydney. I believe this is going to be...
Ooh.
Oh, it's going against Delhi here with 9:40 to go first quarter. We're scoreless, but an offsides on Delhi.
Must have lined up offsides, and we actually have a pretty good... view of this, but we didn't see it up here. They're almost directly in front of us, but yeah, they must have lined up offsides there.
Wow, so Sydney marching right down here on this first drive of the day against a Delhi team that comes in with only one loss on the season. Sydney coming in looking for their first win of the season. So they're in Delhi territory, going right to left. Ball at the 38. Rainy conditions here today at Delhi. They want to throw on first down. They're going long. Miscommunication, though, as they were looking for Jackson Astrologo down that left side, but it's incomplete.
It didn't look like he was throwing it away, but I don't think that would have been a catchable ball anyway. It was in about the second or third lane of the track. So, no big deal there.
I think the pressure was coming, and maybe he just said, well, I'm going to give my guy a chance, but it also just didn't develop the way I think Easton thought it would. So a second and 10 coming for Sydney. They go right back to Garrett Oliver, plowing forward across the 35 to about the 33, and Garrett Oliver doing a real nice job. And this will be third down and about 5 to go here for Sydney.
So really what I'm seeing right now is the Sydney line's winning the battle, and Sydney's getting to the linebackers every single time. The line up front for Sydney's, you know, for Delhi is not holding as strong as Sydney.
I will say, when we saw Sydney and BG, Sydney only had 16 guys that night. Here's a third and 5, and Dylan Easton is going to break a couple of tackles and pick up a first down to the 25-yard line. Good hard-nosed running there and shifty running by Dylan Easton. Going back to my point real quick, they only had 16 guys that night. Garrett Oliver, I do not believe, played that night. He's making a big difference here for Sydney. And so today, having a little few more bodies over there certainly helps.
Yeah, Sydney's offensive line is pushing the defensive line of Delhi back 3 or 4 yards, and that's how they're getting the yardage every single time.
8:40 to go here in the first quarter. Another QB keeper for Easton. Rolls all the way to the outside to the 15-yard line. And going to be very close to a first down, maybe about a yard short, but he turned on the jets there and gets knocked out of bounds.
If Sydney continues to get this type of yardage the entire game, we're going to have a good game on our hands here.
Yeah, this could be a shootout type of game, but you wonder, the longer this game goes, what's the weather do today? Not really raining right now, but it is forecasted to be on and off. And again, a muddy, kind of slippery field here. Second down and short. They go back to Garrett Oliver, right side, pounding forward down to the 10. And still on his feet before he's brought down at about the 9.
Well, we got a fumble.
Yeah, it's a fumble. And Delhi's going to pick it up. The Bulldogs are able to pick it up off the bottom of the pile. Delhi guys were immediately signaling their way, and then the referees did. And so Sydney's opening drive ends in heartbreak at the Delhi 10.
Yeah, you're really happy if you're Sydney marching down the field, getting 5 to 6 yards on every carry, and then giving it up on the 10-yard line. You're in the red zone. Oh, that's a tough, that's a heartbreak. That could be a momentum shift in, you know, 6 minutes into the game.
And I'm looking over at offensive coordinator there, Corbin Curley, and he just kind of patted his hand on the ground to say, dang, we had a really good chance there. And that fumble, you know, the slippery conditions, that's how it goes. So Delhi starting going left to right. A handoff up the middle is good for no yardage here for the Bulldogs on their first play of the game.
So Sydney again winning the battle on the line right now. They just stuffed that Delhi runner and had nowhere to go. No yardage gained at all.
8 minutes to go, first quarter. It's a 0-0 game. Delhi picks up that fumble and starts now at their own 11-yard line on a second and 10. And so we'll see Charlie Haight here under center, wants to roll out, wants to throw, and it's complete. Going to be close to a first down. He gets Brocky, yes, lowering the shoulder. He's at the 30, out to the 35, and just ran over about two Sydney defenders, and a first down there for the Bulldogs.
Beautifully well-designed play by Delhi. Nice rollout by the quarterback, and it looked like the outside linebacker misread it, and you could see him sprinting, trying to get back to the receiver. Had no chance. Well drawn up by the Delhi coaching staff there.
7.5 to go in this first quarter. We are scoreless. Delhi with the ball now at the 35-yard line. Haight is under center, two running backs behind him. They'll look to hand it off, and they do, into the second level, 45-50. He's got one tackle to beat, but he's tripped up there. Ian Johnson with a first down and more. And let me just say this first. Sam Davis is their primary running back. He's been out a couple of weeks since an injury in that Tioga game. We hear he might be back soon, but, again, some other guys getting chances for D.A.
Number two for Sydney, saved the touchdown. It was a shoestring tackle. I mean, if he doesn't make that tackle, that defensive back, he's gone.
7 minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. Bulldogs, though, on the march after picking up that Sydney fumble at the 10-yard line. Going left to right. One wide receiver split to the left, one to the right. And a handoff up the middle here for D.A. And tackled at the 40, again, is Johnson by the Sydney line. And looked like breaking through was Connor Wheeler to make that tackle. So second down and about 7 to go here for D.A. And a quick moving first quarter. We're already at 6.5 to go. Scoreless, but the Bulldogs are on the march.
Maybe both teams are saying to themselves, let's get off this field as quick as we can. Not a lot of penalties so far. You know, a lot of good running plays, staying in bounds. It's going quick.
Yeah, quick moving game here. This is a game that could be won in the trenches today. As the running game, you got to open those holes to try to get your guys free. Man in motion here for Delhi from left to right. One running back in the backfield. Two wide receivers split to the left now. A pitch, and they're going to block it to the outside here. And back for a first down to the 25 and to the 20. Dungan is tackled there for D.A. And they got some smaller, shifty running backs for Delhi.
They seem to have a lot more speed on the outside than Sydney does. I'm starting to wonder if Delhi is going to stop trying to go up the middle and, you know, use that speed to turn the corner and just get some big plays. Seems like when they're in the wide open field, they're way faster than Sydney.
Ball at the 22-yard line here for Delhi going left to right, just outside of the Sydney red zone here with 5:40 to go here in this first frame. Haven't even taken a break yet here, Rich.
That's all right. We don't need a break.
Quick moving. Haight wants to throw. He's got a man looking for Dungan. Lays it out. Touchdown. A huge catch there by Noah Dungan, diving in the back corner of the end zone. Put 6 on the board for D.A.
I almost pulled the don't do that, Rich. I just almost screamed. That was a beautiful catch. I don't know if I've seen one that nice all year. Didn't look like he kind of gave the defensive back a little shove, but not called, and a beautiful diving catch. We had a great angle at that, too, Nate. That was a beautiful shot.
Wow. So Haight finds Dungan for about a 25-yard TD there.
He laid completely out. It was a beautiful, beautiful catch.
And with 5.5 to go in this first quarter, looks like we'll have an extra point attempt here for the Bulldogs.
Interesting, right, that you're going to do extra points in this weather. Oh, is he a lefty? Oh, it's even cooler.
Wow.
Lefty kicker.
Neil is coming in. Hold is good. Snap is good. The kick, does it have enough? Yes. It's up and good. Neal has boots it through, and it's Delhi 7, Sydney nothing after a heck of a throw from Haight to Dungan to put 6 on the board. And, oh, good, the TV station was here. Fox 40 is here, so look for it tonight on TV. We'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell, Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. If you're listening online, our free audio service is brought to you by SFCU. And so Delhi kicking back off to Sydney, ball out of bounds. And so we'll get started here with 5.5 to go in this first quarter. Delhi is 7-0 lead on a great throw from Chuck Haight, finding Noah Dungan in the back corner. That was beautiful.
Probably the nicest one we were just talking about, nicest one we've seen all year. That was beautifully, beautifully well thrown, and what a wonderful catch. The other observation I just had is they have a different field goal kicker than a kickoff guy. And the kickoff guy kicks it out of bounds here, but I always wonder why teams do that, especially at this level. They have a kickoff guy and an extra point guy.
You know, over the years, the coaches I've talked to, everybody has a different philosophy on kicks and kickoffs and extra points and all of that. So it's always interesting to see. I don't know what Coach Newman's thoughts are on that. I'll have to ask him next time we chat. But so after the penalty for the ball going out of bounds, a first and 10 for Sydney at their own 35 going right to left. A handoff goes nowhere for the Warriors as we come up on 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. 7-0 Delhi here from Dave Kelly Field.
So one last thing about the touchdown, Nate. I drove an hour to get here today. That was worth the drive just to see that one play. That was worth the drive.
That was great. I know. I invite Rich to do a game with me. It's cold. It's rainy. But he's earning his pay here today.
That was worth it. I mean, I don't know if I've seen a high school play, I mean, that nice this year for sure. I've been to a bunch of football games. That was a good one.
Nothing doing here for Sydney on second down, so they're going to have about a third and five, maybe a third and six from the 40. You've seen a lot of football this year, watching Norwich and some of the teams that they play over in your neck of the woods. So you've seen some good football this year.
Heartbreaker last night for Norwich. It was a tough one.
Yeah, losing to Owego, 22-19?
And they were up for most of the game and just gave up two late touchdowns, and that was it.
Here's Dylan Easton to the outside, a stiff arm. Can he get to the corner? No, ball's loose. And it's at the 45, and let's see, picked up, yes, by the Bulldogs. So two fumble recoveries by Delhi early in this one, and they're going to have great field position again.
And the quarterback for Sydney took a lick. He's getting up a little slowly, and, man, it's tough. He tried to get to the outside and just couldn't get there.
That's, you know, kind of been the story of Sydney's season a little bit in that Dylan Easton has had to do a lot. He has weapons. But sometimes when that pocket collapses, he's forced to run no matter what the situation. He can't get it to some of those weapons, and he's had to run for his life on some occasions.
He was running for his life there just trying to get to the corner and trying to outrun everybody, and he can't outrun about seven guys. So that was about it.
4:15 to go here in this first quarter. Delhi gets the ball back at the Sydney 45 going left to right. Here's Haight, fakes the handoff, rolls out to his right. He's looking for a receiver, shovels one forward, passes complete at the 30. Now to Angelo Kristen, 25-20, down to the 10, and they'll say he stepped out at about the 16. Otherwise, he would have been in for six. But a good completion there to the 6'6 tight end, Angelo Kristen.
He's a tough guy to take down. He's got a lot of size, and he was just running over people. He actually ran over Easton. Poor guy just gives up a fumble. He's playing safety. Comes up, tries to make that tackle. There was nothing going on there. Man, Easton's giving it all he's got right now, but boy.
Well,
it's going to take a few people to tackle that guy.
Angelo's listed at 6'6", 220, and probably the biggest guy on the field, and he can run. He's athletic. It's tough.
He looks like a tight end. I mean, he's got it written all over him.
Haight with a handoff here to Ian Johnson, and he's brought down at about the 12. And so Delhi knocking on the door. You know, I just noticed our good friend Ben Patton down there from the Walton Reporter is in that end zone. I wonder if he got one of his great photos of that touchdown. It could be in the Walton Reporter this week.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that kid laying straight out for that ball. It was awesome.
We'll see if he's listening. Sometimes he likes to listen to us when he knows we're at the same game, so I'll see if he gives me a wave here in a few minutes. But 3.5 to go here in this first quarter. It's 7-0 for Delhi over visiting Sydney in a misty, kind of foggy moment here at Dave Kelly Field. Going to hand off to the left side. Delhi turning the corner, a spin move by Brisbane, and down to about the 2-yard line here, maybe the 1.
We have a flag down on the other side. I wonder if it's going to be a little motion problem on the Delhi side. They have a lot of guys moving, a lot of misdirections, so I wonder if Delhi gets a lot of penalties in that sense.
Yeah, you really got to be on the same page.
Yep. That's what I thought.
False start here on the Bulldogs. Wind kicking up a little bit here, but, you know, Rich, for the tough conditions, not a bad crowd here. We got here early, and, you know, normally you come to a football game, everyone's here about 2 hours early, warming up. There was nobody here.
We didn't even know if there was a game. We show up, and I go to Nate. I said, Nate, is there a game today? I mean, there was literally nobody here. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, normally everybody's out here, but that's on those beautiful fall days. Today, tough weather for sure, so I think everybody was staying inside as long as they could. But it was all right. We got our gear set up, and we're undercover here, so they always take good care of us at DA. Second down and 10. Delhi on about the 18-yard line, going to hand it off up the middle to Brisbane, and he's tackled by the line, but not before falling forward down to about the 12.
That one looked a little awkward to me. It looked like the quarterback pivoted the opposite way that he was supposed to hand off, but, you know, still gets 4 yards on the play, so I guess whatever works, it works.
Of course, Chuck Haight, one of the brothers here in the Haight family, and older brother Alex playing for Penn right now, and had a touchdown the other week. I've been meaning to send out a tweet or two about him and how he's doing at college ball. It's been a lot of fun to watch. Yeah, you can hear the wind kicking up a little bit here, even in our booth. On a third down and about 6 to go here for Delhi. They're knocking on the door. As I said, they're at about the 12-yard line here. Haight rolls out, wants to throw again to his right. Looking for receivers, throws into the back of the end zone off the fingertips there of Angelo Kristen, and that's going to bring up fourth down.
What a smart play by Haight there. He only threw it to a spot where the only person that can catch it is this tight end. He could have easily thrown that ball away, but he said, oh, I got my big guy in the back. I'm going to throw it up as a jump ball just off his fingertips. But it was a really smart play because the only person who could catch that ball was the tight end.
So 2:15 to go here, first quarter, Delhi 7. And Sydney nothing. I'm Nate Lull alongside Rich Turnbull. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. And hopefully you're all maybe staying warm today, hanging out, listening to the game somewhere. I got to give credit to the dedicated fans out here in kind of the rain and the mist. So a fourth down, Delhi's going to go for it. They need about 6 yards to pick up the first and about 12 to cash in for their second touchdown of the day. Haight, having to run back, throws it out. It's incomplete. And good job by Garrett Oliver on the pressure. Came through looking for the sack there. And Delhi throws it away. Turnover on down, so they come up empty.
Yeah, that was a big play by 33 from Sydney. Get in there and put a little pressure on Haight. And he had to make a split decision and just overthrew his receiver. Really, really smart play by Sydney. And gets the ball back. And now maybe, you know, just like we saw to start the game, if they can get a nice, long, sustained drive here, you know, there's 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Get a touchdown here. You're going to feel pretty good about yourselves because you got 2 fumbles. You drove the ball well twice.
Oh, a third fumble, and Delhi recovers on the 10. Just as you're saying that, Rich, the handoff was not clean there between the quarterback and running back, and Delhi was right there to pick it up.
That is...
That's killer.
That's a killer. I didn't know if I could say that on the radio, but that's a killer. Because now you got first and goal at the 9 for Delhi and all the momentum in the world.
You basically gave it right back to the Bulldogs where they just turned it over on downs, and they're going to get another crack at it here. So that is a tough break here for Sydney. With 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter, Delhi leading 7-0. Sydney with 3 fumbles in this first quarter in the slippery conditions. Delhi, again, looking to cash in. Haight turns to the outside. He turns the jets on. He's at the 10, down to the 5, and he's in standing up. Haight for a touchdown, put 6 on the board for the Bulldogs.
I was just thinking, you know, he rolls out a lot. He's got good size. He's got good speed. I was just going to ask you, Nate, does Haight ever run the ball past the line of scrimmage? And I should have said it about a minute before because I would have been a Notre Dame.
Yeah. Well, I think he's one of those guys that knows he has the legs, wants to throw first, but he can do just that and score for you whenever you need. So I'm sure there's a lot of coaches around there are saying, when are the Haight brothers going to be done at Delaware Academy? Going for the extra point here again. It is up, and it is good. So a 14-0 lead here for Delhi over Sydney with 1:55 to go in the first quarter. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back. High school football on Saturday here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Just under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter here in Delhi. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you. Delhi football leading Sydney 14-0. A short kickoff after that Delhi score. And Sydney actually kind of bounced off one of their players. They fell on it, and so they're going to have good field position here at the 45 going right to left.
If they can get the turnovers under control and get one in here, you know, it's a whole new game. But holy cow, they just got to control these turnovers.
Hand off to Garrett Oliver up the middle. He's wrapped up there by the Delhi line and brought down after a gain of about one. Yeah, maybe 1 yard there. And just trying to see who was in on that tackle. There looks like Thompson was in on it. Well, as I believe Rocco Schnabel for the Bulldogs. So a second down at about nine coming up. Again, three fumbles has been the curse here for Sydney in this first quarter as they trail 14-0. Their opening drive was great, but they fumbled on the 10-yard line deep in Delhi territory. Easton spinning all the way out to the 50 here really made something out of nothing. And they'll have third and manageable, about third and five at midfield here deep in this first quarter.
So in that first drive, Sydney's line was just dominating, and right now Delhi is doing the exact opposite of that. I mean, they're now dominating the line, and Sydney's just having to make good plays with their quarterback to get anything right now.
Third and five on the right hash here. Easton in the shotgun, wants to take off up the middle, bounces to the outside, first down, across the 45 to the 42. And that's a tough way to make a living, Rich, because Easton, not the biggest guy, and he's taking a lot of punishment week in and week out.
He must be a tough kid because, I mean, he's already got half the field on him. His whole jersey's muddy on the backside. I mean, he's got to be tough. But that's Sydney's offense right now. I mean, they're just going with what they can do.
First and 10, 14-0 lead for Delhi, and a pass is incomplete to the outside. Here just went through the hands there of Deion Taylor. And a second and 10 coming up with 36 seconds to go first quarter.
The referees were all looking at each other to see if that was a backwards lateral that was that close to the line of scrimmage. And it was. They made the right call. It did go forward, so that should have been an incomplete pass.
And you can see, you know, Deion there kind of wiping his hands on his pants. I think it's been tough for a lot of the receivers. It's one of those days you can't get your hands to dry. You know, no matter what you do, you wipe it off. Everything is just wet out there. So this will be a second and 10 now for Sydney. Two wide receivers split to the right, one to the left. Easton's in the shotgun. He hands off to Oliver, who was off his left hip, rumbling forward, moving the pile here on second and nine. He picks up 8 yards. Going to be third and short here at about the 35-yard line in DA territory.
He was rumbling and stumbling and right up the middle. He actually knocked his own guy over. He said Tool's blocker to get out of the way and knocked him over.
Going to be the last play of the first quarter here on a third and short. Easton.
Oh, he moved.
And they moved. So the
fullback moved, yep.
False start against Sydney. And every time Sydney gets a little momentum here in this first quarter, something like that happens.
Yeah, he just kind of didn't hear the snap count. He just started moving a little bit early. Everybody in the stands saw it. Poor guy. I mean, those penalties are hard to hide.
So about a third and one is now a third and six. And ball at about the 40-yard line. 8 seconds left. We'll see if Sidney gets this play in or not, or if they're going to wait for the start of the second quarter. Yes, they will. QB keeper again right up the middle for Easton, and he's met and tackled at the 35. So when we come back to start the second quarter, it'll be fourth and about four here for Sidney. 14-0, Delhi football leads Sidney. We're live from Delaware Academy today, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Sidney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sidney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sidney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sidney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Rich Turnbull here. Start of the second quarter. And Delhi football leading Sidney 14-0 live in Delhi. We'll try to get you some updates from just down the road as Walton is hosting Newark Valley today. Had a couple of people reach out looking for that score, so we'll get that for you as well. But The story of the first quarter here, Rich, rain, kind of tough conditions, leads to three Sidney fumbles. Delhi cashes in for two touchdowns.
Yeah, so when you two made that song, Beautiful Day, they were not talking about days like today. The rain is starting to pick up a little bit. It's a little misty. You're looking over here kind of in the Adirondack, not the Adirondack, the Catskill Mountains. You got the classic, fog coming off the trees. I mean, I've never been here for a game, but I bet you on other days it's beautiful, but it's not today.
We love doing games here because when the colors start to change, when you see, Rich, you look to our right towards Courtright, you look to the left towards Walton. I mean, it's just, it's very beautiful country over here. Just, it's tough to see through the fog and the rain and the mist today.
It's not a beautiful day.
Fourth down here for Sidney, about a fourth and five, maybe a fourth and six. We switch ends of the field, so Sidney now going left to right. Ball at the 35 here. And so Sidney looking to convert here to keep this drive alive. Here's the snap. Easton again right up the middle, and he's going to get it across the 30, lunging to about the 26. And that was just grit and heart there for Dylan Easton to get that first.
If you could give the MVP to anybody on the Sidney team, you're going to have to give it to the Easton kid like five times at this time, because he's pretty much doing it all right now for Sidney. If they can get in the end zone here and get a stop, you know, they're right back in this game.
Yeah, for Sidney, for all that went wrong in that first quarter, if you could cash in here, you're right back in it. Two wide receivers split to the left, two to the right. Easton in the shotgun. Oliver is off his right hip. This one is tipped, and Delhi almost got a piece of it there with Cameron Thompson, and it falls to the turf.
A lot of people are probably wondering, why the heck is Sidney trying to throw the ball here? Well, you have to give Easton a break once in a while. You can't run him every single time. Usually it's the other way around, right? You try to take a break by passing the ball, but this time take a break by running the ball a little bit. You have to pass the ball once in a while, or he's just getting beat up nonstop.
Yeah, it's been pretty much Easton and, Garrett Oliver here, the two-man show. As now here's Easton again up the middle, and he's tackled at about the 25, so third and long coming up.
It's just literally quarterback keeper every single time. He's just looking to see where his hole is, and that's where he's running to. It's a really simple game plan for Sidney right now.
Yeah, I think they're trying to keep it simple for a variety of reasons. Obviously, the weather, as the rain is starting to come down a little bit harder here now, umbrellas are popping back out. But, tough to go up against this line of Delhi as well. They're starting to get a lot of pressure. Easton wants to throw, and he has nowhere to go. He is brought down by Angelo Kristen, who brought the house, and they wrap him up for a loss in the backfield.
Kristen is a tough player. He is a monster out there. It's just tough. Now, this is fourth and not very manageable. And Easton, oh, no, he's going to stay in the game. But this is fourth and a long, long, long 15, 20 yards for Sidney.
Yeah, as we say here, fourth and a country mile, we like to say on CDO. So This will be a fourth down. Sidney going to go for it here, but Delhi trying to get this ball back. They lead 14-0 early second quarter on a rainy day here in Delhi.
The announcer just said fourth and 17. That is a country mile for Sidney.
Snap is high. Easton's able to grab it, but he's then swallowed up by the Delhi defense, and he just had nowhere to go. As the snap, he pretty much had to go up like a basketball rebound, and then he was met by Rocco Schnabel, who sacked him.
I know it makes no sense, but I'm really wondering if the Sidney coaches were thinking about punting right there. I mean, you only got 40 yards, but I mean, I don't think they have a play in their playbook right now worth 20 to get the first down. They might have been thinking, hey, let's pin them and try to make them go 95 yards. I don't know. That's tough to punt from that 40.
Well, right now they're just not getting enough protection to get off much of a pass or a punt or anything. Delhi really has done a good job. We said it earlier, you're going to have to win this in the trenches today. And right now Delhi has the edge. With about 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter, 14-0 lead for Delhi. Haight drops back, wants to throw. He's going for it all over the middle into double coverage, and it's picked off by Sidney. Boy, that was well read there by Sidney. And over on the far side, it was picked off by the Sidney Warriors.
Okay, so that's why I'm not the coach, right? Because that looks that looks ingenious. You get the turnover on the first play of that drive. Really kind of questioning why you're going to go for a 40-yard pass on that if you're Delhi when you're controlling the game. Just run a couple plays right up the middle when you're controlling the trenches at the moment. Kind of a questionable decision probably there on Delhi and kind of giving Sidney a little hope here.
Devin Baker with the INT. I mean, I think maybe Delhi just said, hey, let's go for it here. Let's try to put our stamp on this game. As now here's Garrett Oliver with a run as Sidney coming back the other way. This gives Sidney new life for sure with 9:55 to go in the second quarter. 14-0 lead here for Delhi over Sidney. I think maybe if you're Delhi, right, you're saying, okay, let's go for it, but you have to hope that Chuck Haight doesn't throw that into double coverage there. Either way, we're going to take a break. 9:50 to go. Second quarter, Sidney trailing Delhi 14-0 on the road. We'll take a timeout and be back on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sidney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 9:50 to go, second quarter. 14-0 lead for Delhi over Sidney. Sidney trying to overcome those three fumbles in the first quarter. But Devin Baker with the big INT there giving Sidney some new life. So they have the ball going left to right at about the 44-yard line here. Sidney's in the white tops, the gray pants, the gray helmets. And Delhi's in the maroon tops, the gray pants, and that white kind of Penn State-looking helmet there. So can the Delhi defensive be getting great pressure on the quarterback getting through the line? Let's see if they can continue that here. And again, the rain continuing to come down here at Delaware Academy.
You're going to see now how the Sidney react from their first turnover of the game. You know, they got one on their side. How are they going to react? Do they use this momentum to get something on the board?
Yes, we have three turnovers. Sidney has fumbled three times, and that was an interception thrown there by Delhi. So four turnovers for both sides combined. Here's Easton with a run to the outside, gets back to the line of scrimmage before he's shoved out of bounds by a host of Delhi tacklers.
A designed run by Sidney, keeping the ball in Easton's hand, just trying to get to the corner, fouling about three or four blockers, gets maybe two.
Before long, we're not going to be able to see the numbers on Dylan Easton's uniform anymore. He has been slipping and sliding through the mud a lot here today.
You know, I said that he was probably going to be the MVP of Sidney. Well, maybe whoever's doing the laundry at Sidney's going to be the real MVP after this game.
I think so. The bleach is going to have to be heavily used to get those uniforms back to white. They hand off, and a good run up the middle. He's got room here is Garrett O'Hara. Stiff-arming one tackler. He's got one man to beat. He's brought down at about the 23-yard line. Boy, and he has been a difference maker if he can get through that first level, and a great run there for Sidney.
I'm telling you right now, Sidney's got a little momentum. They're feeling pretty good about themselves. They get it down to the 22-yard line. They put it in here. It's going to be interesting. The rain is picking up more, and you've seen that Sidney has been running the ball probably a little bit more than Delhi. Delhi's been passing the ball a little bit more. than Sidney, so this might be advantage Sidney.
Yeah, Garrett.
But they have fumbled three times. So.
Garrett Oliver with that run. I think at least twice I've called him Garrett O'Hara today, who is a BG player. So, you know, I'm just kind of all over the place here. So they're going to go back to Oliver as they try to run up the middle. This time he is met at the line by Angelo Kristen and about three other Bulldogs. So Oliver, yeah, nowhere to go.
I think I counted seven Delhi players and nobody but the ball carrier for Sidney. That's not a good sign there.
It'll be a second and 10. Sidney again in that no huddle, trying to get right back to the line. Two wide receivers split to the left, one to the right here on a second and 10, just outside of the red zone. Easton, a little shimmy at the line, and again brought down. Just got hit right on his right hip there and brought down by the Delhi defense.
They're having trouble getting right around this. They're having trouble when they get to this spot of the field. Delhi's kind of holding that 20-yard line really, really well today, and Sidney hasn't really been able to get it past here.
Third and 9 for Sidney, deep in Delhi territory at about the 22. 8 minutes to go, second quarter. Delhi 14, Sidney nothing. And they get the play from the sideline coming in. Easton on a third and 9. He's in the shotgun. Two wide receivers split out to his right. He has Garrett Oliver off his left hip, waiting for the snap. He's going to go to Oliver. No, QB keeper again, and it's well read there by Kristen and the Delhi line to bring him down. Joining Kristen on that tackle there was Ian Johnson.
Kristen's tough. He's a big, big player. Got a lot of size out there. I would think if you're Sidney, you're going to try to get away from him wherever he is, but he's just a monster out there.
So this brings up 4th and 8 for Sidney. Again, they've had a couple of marches inside the 20, and of course that first drive, they were at the 10, and they've come up empty here today. So again, 4th and 8 here. And three wide receivers are split out to the right here for Sidney. Easton glancing over that way. He's going to go back to the left. No, looks to the right. Passes in the air and through the hands of a Delhi defender, and it falls incomplete. So a turnover on downs, and Sidney, after that interception by Devin Baker, comes up empty, Rich.
Looks like we have a flag on the play. No, he's picking the flag up, so that should be a turnover and down. Delhi. I thought maybe Sidney had too many people on the field. It looked like there were some guys running off the field, but the officials didn't throw the flag, and then they threw it at the last second, and then they picked it back up. A little confusion on their part. No surprise there, right? Officials having a little confusion, no surprise.
7:05 to go here in the second quarter, 14-0 lead for Delhi over Sidney. They're going to get the ball back, and the Bulldogs now going right to left are going to start on about their own 20-yard line.
It's really interesting how Delhi has basically put up a brick wall right here on the 20. Sidney, a couple good drives, but just can't get it into the red zone. Just got stopped right here.
So Sidney back on defense. Delhi going to hand it off and running up the middle. Here is Johnson to the outside, picks up a first down over the 35, drags the tackler a couple of yards, and he's at the 37.
So that's what I thought they were going to do last drive, right? Run the ball right up the middle. Did you notice what the ball carrier did? He went down inbounds on purpose. I guarantee you their coach has said, keep the ball inbounds. Keep the clock moving. It's in our favor right now. And he did that. He actually looked at the sideline and went down. Really smart play by the ball carrier.
Yeah, Delhi, again, with a two-score lead here. The rain continuing to come down. I mean, these are just kind of unforgivable conditions, you know, and I think everybody... If you can keep that clock moving and keep your guys healthy, every little bit counts here today. They're going to go back to Johnson, tries to go up the middle, and he's brought down by the Sidney line.
With this rain kicking up, with the wind kicking up, I would be very surprised if Delhi threw anything here. It's just going to be run at this point. I mean, maybe a rollout by Haight and run it that way, but I can't believe Delhi is going to even think about passing the ball after that last interception.
Jesse Newell on the tackle there for Sidney on that last play. So a second down and 9 for Delhi coming up. And again, they're going to hand it off up the middle. Breaking a tackler is Johnson into the second level. And we got a flag on the play. Johnson slipped at the 45. Otherwise, he might have had some space. Third down and short coming up. We'll see. Oh, it's going against Delhi, though.
He had about two or three missed tackles, too. He made some good shifty moves. But what do we have here, Nate? A holding?
I haven't seen the signal yet.
They're definitely moving them back.
Yeah, holding here against Delhi is the call. Oh, actually, legal block in the back. Okay.
So that's going to be a 10-yard penalty. They moved them back, running the clock. Second down?
Yeah, so this is going to be second down at about 8.
Yep.
So not a whole lot of harm done there, but...
They are in a really muddy spot in the field right now, too.
Yeah, this 40-yard line in Delhi territory, probably one of the muddiest spots on the field. And the ball's on the ground. I believe Delhi fell on it, though, at the 35.
It was one of those things you see almost on turf fields that bounced and went right back into the ball carrier's hands. Really lucky play by Delhi. And you got to be pretty happy right now if you're Sydney, right? Because you get another good stop. Now it's 3rd and 11, and they're running the ball. Now is Delhi going to finally pass the ball on this drive?
You know, Rich, one thing I'm seeing on both sides is we're at that point where you've been out there a while, the rain coming down a little harder, everybody between plays jumping up and down, trying to clap their hands. I think everybody's getting a little chilly,
yeah.
Which, again, makes it hard to hold on to that ball.
The rain has picked up and the wind has picked up. It's colder out there now.
Going to be a handoff. No, a QB keeper for Haight rolling to his left. Gets to the outside. He's on his horse, and he's got some room. Haight is into Sydney territory and knocked out of bounds by Easton at the 25-yard line there. He got a first down and a lot more.
We got a stoppage of play here. Oh, is there a flag down?
We do have a flag. Yes, you can't quite see it because it's behind the Delhi tent that's in front of us.
Oh, okay.
But
it would have been on the run. We got a holding. Coming back, that is a killer for Delhi. I mean, that's going to negate a 40-yard run.
40-yard run. Yeah, Haight was, once he got around that first edge, he was gone, and Easton really saved the touchdown. But I guess he got free because of that hole.
Right, so two things on this, Ray. It goes to the spot of the foul, so it's probably going to cost them about 30 yards. And it's going to, they actually did gain some yardage on it. And the second thing I noticed is the great sportsmanship by Easton. As soon as he made the hit, he ran over and picked him up. You don't see that a lot in football. He literally hits him, and then he fouled the hit and went and picked him up. I know we've been talking a lot about sportsmanship here at in Section 4 this year, but you don't usually see that in a football game between probably two of the top players. So kudos to both guys.
Yeah, that was great. You know, he bumped him right on the out-of-bounds line, so I think he wanted to say, hey, like, I got you. And so a handoff here on third down at about 6 after that penalty. Going to be close to a first down here for Delhi with 4:25 to go, second quarter, and Delhi leading Sydney 14-0 here on some Saturday Section 4 football.
They got it by about 1 yard. They broke the first down marker, so we're at about the 49-yard line. Time is definitely winding down. Can Delhi, you know, get a good drive here? And probably, you know, 3 touchdowns might be enough.
Yeah, on a day like today, tough to move the ball, tough conditions. You know, we'll see. We'll see what happens during the halftime break. But if you go in with a 3-score lead instead of a 2-score lead, it certainly seems very daunting. A handoff here. They go to back to Johnson, across the 50 to about the 47 here, and this will bring up second down at about 5 for Delhi.
I'd imagine the Delhi coaches are telling them no fumbles, hang on to the ball, no more turnovers. Let's just get a good drive here, and let's try to punch one in here with 3:40 left.
Yeah, what's amazing right now is I think what's so critical is the handoff between the quarterback and the running back. That's where we're seeing a lot of these balls pop free because it's just so cold and so slippery out there. Handoff again into the second level for Johnson at the 40 to about the 38. He's got the first down.
Just a nice hard run. Put his shoulders down and just knocked about 3 Sydney players over with him when he went. Boy, that field's getting torn up, Nathan. Boy, if you're pro turf in Delhi, you're taking photos right now.
Yeah, this is, you know, especially that center of the field where the most of the action is for the offensive and defensive line, definitely getting chewed up. This, you know, turf has seen some rain last night, this grass, I should say, and it's also seen a couple of soccer games this week. I mean, this is a heavily used field. So 2:55 to go here in the second quarter. Delhi on the march, a pitch to the outside.
Ooh.
Cutting back for Dungan, and he is brought down by Sydney. A nice tackle by the ankles there for Jackson Astrologo to save him from getting to the outside.
The ball carrier tried to jump, do like one of those jump cuts, and the tackler literally caught him in the air and brought him down. It was a beautiful play. Nice play to watch.
2.5 to go, second quarter. Delhi leading Sydney 14-0. And this will be a second down at about 11 to go for the Bulldogs. And they're in kind of a weird spot here, Rich. They're at the 41. They're on the march. But time is really starting to tick down here.
They have 3 timeouts still, so they got time.
And here is Haight to the outside, QB keeper. He's at the 40, left edge, 35-30. Haight to the 25. He's got the first down before he steps out of bounds there with 2:10 to go. That was a big chunk of change.
Yeah, you're really wondering if Haight's going to do a lot more of that because he gets to the sideline really, really well. He's a big body, but he runs pretty well, and he could just stop the clock simply by stepping out of bounds.
And so that ball's going to be spotted at about the 26-yard line. Sydney's going to take a timeout. We'll step away. 2:10 to go, second quarter. Delhi on the drive again. They lead 14-0 over Sydney on WCDO.
Where you bank matters, and Visions Federal Credit Union is proof. When you join the Visions family, you fuel a mission of community service that builds a better place to live, work, and play for all of us. What do you get in return? The strength of a $5.6 billion credit union that has your back and exists to support your financial well-being. Find out how Where You Bank can help you and your community today. Visit visionsfcu.org/cares. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2:10 to go here, second quarter. 14-0 lead for the Delhi Bulldogs over Sydney. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Thanks as well for listening on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. We should have some stats for you at halftime. It's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, so stay tuned for that in just a few minutes.
So this is a really interesting timeout by Sydney. This is more of a strategy timeout because the clock had stopped when Haight ran out of bounds. So it must be Coach Matthews just wants to get his team together here. This wasn't a strategy by Sydney to stop the clock. This is, I guess, a strategy to come up with a game plan to stop Delhi. Really interesting.
I joked with you during the break that Coach Matthews never leaves a timeout on the table.
Yeah.
He loves them.
I guess it makes sense. I don't know if I would have called it in that spot. I mean, you're still 30 yards, 28 yards away. But, hey, I'm not the coach. I played football for a few years. But yeah.
Our score from down the road is Newark Valley leading Walton 16-0 at the half. As Ian Johnson with a run to the outside on first and 10 picks up about 5.
Now, I know you know this, Nate, but I would really wonder how our Delaware County fans would know. What's the mascot of Newark Valley? We know because we play the mascot game, but how many people really know that one around here?
It's a
drive. Not a lot of people probably know Newark Valley around here.
Newark Valley Cardinals.
There you go.
You know, we've seen them enough recently in football and I think
girls basketball.
That
they're good
some
fans
might know it, but that's a tough one. IAC mascot trivia, especially with so many mascots changing right now. Of course, Sydney, no mascot at the moment, so we're just calling them Sydney. So we'll have a whole new round of our game, I guess, here in the coming years.
Yeah, it's funny whenever the mascot conversation comes out, I'm always asking you, hey, did they get a new mascot yet so we can quiz each other?
Yeah, because we're seeing some new ones. So the Bulldogs now have a third and short, about a third and one. They're inside the 20 at about the 17 with a minute 10 left here in the second quarter. Halftime coming up as here is Haight. He's going to hand one off to Johnson. He's got the first down, cuts back to the inside, still on his feet, rumbles down to the 5 before he's tackled there. And this is great field position and with plenty of time left here for Delhi.
So we're going to have a timeout here.
Bulldogs take the timeout.
Yep,
so we're going to step away as well. Delhi leading 14-0. Almost halftime here from Dave Kelly Field at Delaware Academy on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Rich Turnbull here. One soccer score I wanted to pass along from today. Franklin girls defeating Milford 3-2. That game was played this morning at SUNY Oneonta.
Wow.
First loss of the year for Milford, so that's going to be a little shake-up. Tri-Valley playoffs are next week, so a big win for the Franklin girls here if you're a Delaware County listener.
Wow, that's a big win.
That's a big win, yeah.
Both those teams are really good, but Milford is in the top 10 in girls' soccer rankings.
Yeah, they're ranked number 2 in the state last week.
Wow, that's a big win.
They'll rematch on Monday in the Tri-Valley League semis. Hand off to the outside. Touchdown here for Brisbane for Delhi. Make it 20-0 with 56 seconds to go here in the second quarter. So right out of that timeout, Dorian Brisbane is able to cash it in.
Just ran over the defensive back. Defensive back came up to make the tackle. Didn't have much to do there and just ran him over for the touchdown.
So Brisbane, about a 5-yard TD, makes it 20-0, and we'll see the extra point it looks like here as Lucas Nealis coming out for the kick. So yeah, just wanted to pass along those scores for Walton football, Franklin girls soccer. Kind of a quieter Saturday than normal, but the games that are going on are all big ones today.
The kicker's got the cleanest jersey on the field.
Here's the extra point. This one with plenty of mustard on it, up and through. And Delhi leads 21-0 here over Sydney with 56 seconds left.
The kicker has a brand new jersey on. Everybody else is completely mud. Number 10 is clean as a whistle. Look at him. That's funny.
Yeah, you're right. He does. He looks looks very clean out there. So we'll keep it right here as we'll have halftime coming up here. Now 21-0 for Delhi.
That's just funny. When they're all running at us, Nate, everybody's all completely covered in mud. And 10 is bright white numbers. You can pick them coming over from the McDonald's on the other side of the valley here.
So,
holy cow. That's a big win for Franklin girls soccer. I mean, I know J.J. Lang does a good job. I think that's going to surprise a lot of your listeners and a lot of your followers on NateLowell.com. That's an interesting one. Milford's really, really well. I mean, they're a good team. New coach this year, but wow, that's a surprise.
Well, Tri-Valley girls soccer, I mean, we have four teams that are in the top 20 of the state, all going to duke it out this next week for a league championship and then into sectionals.
You're kind of wondering what Morris Edmondson's thinking after that win, right?
Well, they're the one seed.
Yeah, they can't really. They were struggling with Milford in that overtime game.
Rich, you know, I'm surprised to see that you would say Morris Edmondson when you know that it's Edmondson Morris being an Edmondson guy.
Oh, my goodness.
The E before the M.
Sorry, yeah, so... Sorry to all my Panther friends out there. I drive through Morris. That must be it.
I only bring that up because a lot of the combined schools that we cover now, there's a lot of feelings on whose name should be first.
Well, this is interesting, right, for the people listening. Maybe I said Morris because my sister is the principal there now. So maybe I'm just, you know, giving her a little bit more support, even though we're both Edmondson graduates. So I don't know. I don't know why I said it like that.
I had to pick on you there. So 50 seconds to go here after the kickoff. Sydney will have the ball here. They're on their own 30 going left to right. Either way, if you have a chance to go watch some Tri-Valley girls soccer this week, the playoffs will start next week, and then the championships will be at Wright National Soccer Campus next Saturday. Dylan Easton with a run here on first and 10, and he's brought down. And, again, he's just running into a wall, a sea of maroon and gray, and had nowhere to go.
So the receivers on our side of the field looked like they moved a little early. Everybody kind of looked and said, I guess there's no flag. We're going to keep going here.
Aiden Anderson with the tackle. And the clock is still running. We're down to 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. We might get one more play here as Easton's setting up with about 20 seconds left here. Two wide receivers split to the left, one to the right. Waiting for the snap. Easton runs to the outside, flips a throw, and it's through the hands of his intended receiver and out of bounds. Deion Taylor couldn't haul it in.
So there's the announcer's jinx saying one more play. We're going to have at least one more play after that.
So we'll have probably one of the last plays here of this this second quarter with Delhi leading 21-0. And so Sydney again going left to right at their own 32. And Delhi's going to get the ball to start the second half as well. So the Bulldogs with some good momentum going into the half. They'll hand off and a run up the middle with 6 seconds left for Sydney here in the second quarter. Garrett Oliver with another nice run, but brought down short of the first. And that's going to do it. Clock hits zero, and we are at the halftime break with Delhi leading 21-0. So they'll all head inside and get warmed up for a couple of minutes here. But we'll be back shortly with the Maravito Energy Products halftime report. Again, here from Dave Kelly Field at Delaware Academy. It's Delhi 21, Sydney nothing. High school football on Saturday here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Maravito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Maravito team today by visiting maravito.com/careers.